We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis, the last third of the Amud. Amar Rava. Rava said, Heilech Mone Al Menas Shetachzirei Uli. A person gave someone a mone on a condition that he should return it to him. A matone al menas lahat. Now, if he wants to be kind of filled with this, so this talk is nicknam be kesef, he's giving him kesef. Amenash shetach zireuli. He's not kind. Be isha eina mikodeshes. He wants to marry an isha with a mone amenash laharza. She's not mikodesh. Be pidyin aben ein benoi podoi. He wants to make a pidyin aben with matana manas laharzer. He's not podoy. Betrume yotzo yedei nesine. But I will do this with trume. I'll give a koyim trume. The mitzvah of nesine is trume lekoyim, and he gives the koyim the trume al manas laharzer. Yotzo yedei nesine. He was yotze. But also lasa is kain. One is not permitted to do this. But he was yaitzi, he accomplished mitzvahs nesina, but it is not proper to do. Bibnesha nire kekoyin amisayeya beveis hagrodes. We'll see a machlokes Rashi in the Tosfos read exactly what this means. But just let's go through the sugya. So the Gemara does not understand Rabbe. My kasava Rabbe. What does Rava hold? Ika sova, if Rava holds matone al menas lahachzer shmo matone, a matone with a condition to return, that's called a matone, safila kulonami. So all cases it should be good. It should be good by mecha, it should be good by kedushin, it should be good by pidyon haben. Vika sova lo shmo matone. If he holds matona manas lahachzer lo yishma matone, afila truma nami loy. So truma also shouldn't be good. Kasha number one. Va'oid in kasha number two, a rabu da oma matona manas lahachzer shma matone. We have a memra of rabu that rabu says matona manas lahachzer shma matone. It's called a matone. The Omar Rove said, Heilech Esrik Zer, take this Esrik, Al Menash Shatach Zireuli, on the condition, I'm giving you the Esrik, on the condition you should return it to me. Not Lohi, took it, Vech Zira Yotza. So it's called the possessed, the Lulav, the Esrik. Vim Lav, if he was not Mekayim the Tanai, Lo Yotza. There's a condition over here. I'm an ashtarzireuli. So al koponim, the Gemara has a kasha, and this member of Rove, that Rove differentiated between mecher, kedushin, pidyon haben, and trume. By the first three cases, it's no good, and by trume, it is good. The Gemara did not understand the logic of differentiating. Either you hold matana slachzer shmo matana, be good all over. If you hold loy shmo matana, it shouldn't be good by truma either. And then the Gemara brings an offer, a member of Rava. Rava said klo matana manas lahachzer shmo matana. Elo amar Ravashi. So Ravashi said bekulu koni. All over it's good. By mech it's good. By pidyon haben it's good. By truma it's good. By esrig it's good. That means this memra of Rava is not a... Rava Mestama said this. Rava did not say what we assumed he had said. Rava Mestama holds as follows. Bekulu koni, by all cases will be koine. Maton amnas lachzer, shmo matone. Levar me isha, lefisha in isha, niknis bachalipe. Because a woman is not nikna b'chalipin, so we'll see this looks like chalipin. We'll see Rashi and Taisviz. Mikiradin, it's also good, but there's too great a semblance of this matana maslahazah to chalipin, so therefore they said Anisha is not nikna. אמר לי רב הונה מר ברית רב נחמיה לרבשי, הכי אמרינו משמי דרוב וכבוסך. That what you said, רוב ומסתומי said this, I would you מחב ולעמית של תורה. Here we have a kabur. That's what Rav said. That's exactly what Rav said. What you said. Now let us see Rashi. B'mecher loikone, kegoin karke, dekaimalon lekamon sheinikne bekesef. Karke zikne bekesef. Einainikne bekach. The love midi yohivlei. It's not considered he gave him something. Because samanas lahachzer, so that's not considered giving. Yotzo yedei nesine, b'vay truma yotzi dei nesime, u'moichol lekahanim, v'hadomim shaloi. So that means I was yotzi, I go over to the kohen, I want him lekayim mini much b'sum lekayim mitzvus, the sine is truma, here's the truma, almanas lahachzer, you hear what I said, almanas lahachzer, he gives it back to him. He tells me, Tisko le mitzvahs, and I have not the truma, it's my truma values. Now I have put up a sign on the window, truma for sale, and I sell it. I sell it to Kahanim. And Baruch Hashem, I was kind of mitzvahs in the scene as truma, and now I'll sell it. Moich le Kahanim, v'adomim shaloi. Ule kamon porich mimonavshem. So it seems Rashi had to jump the gun. Rashi, how did how do you differentiate between Mecher and Pinyan Ben and Trume? The most can ask this question, just hold on, it doesn't make sense. That means to make a difference between Trume and Pinyan Ben and Mecher and Kedushin. You can't make a difference, it's all the same. You have to be consistent. Ulakam and Polich Mondavshich. Now for one second, let us see Aran. Let us see the Aran on this Gemara. The Aran is on Daf Beis Amid Beis, the Daf Eharif. Now we'll see something very interesting in the Aran. This is the last run on the Omid, Beis Omid Beis. Hey lecha mone al menashe tachzireyu li, b'mecha loikone, d'kaim lo d'kach k'nikne b'keser, eine nikne b'kach, d'lav mi d'yoiv lei, he didn't give him anything, al menashe l'hachzer. B'trume yotzo yedei nesine, Kivon de betrume benesine kol dohu sagi yotzo yedei nesine. So the Ran, it seems, understood the Gemara. The Ran explains, the Ran understood when it comes to Mecher, lav mi de yoimlei, and give him anything. This has a Mecher leikone. By trume anesine kol dohu is enough. There in the scene, the koldo is enough. Samael, it's good. So we have to understand, first of all, what does the Ran mean? I mean, here, la mi de yoivlei, if I met it, nothing. Yeah, seen the koldo. What is the number one? And number two, if the Ran understood that there's a difference between Trume and Mecha, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara b'shech, the Gemara asks, I mean, what, Ayin Baran, the Tim Tzenaches, there's a difference between Trum and the Sinekodu, Mechel, or Yom Lamide, I mean, the Gemara, the Ran says a difference. And number three, we have to understand one more thing. The Gemara asks a kasha from Esrik. Esrik is like Mecha, just like the Ran, It was Mavaratos, Mechel Ayoiv Leimidi. No, maybe Esrig is like Trume. I mean, Esrig is like Trume. I once wanted to say, Pshat in this Ran, perhaps this is part of Lemes. We'll appreciate the Ran and our Gemara, get perhaps a new insight. We had mentioned that, let's go one by one. There's a machloikis, the Taz and the Sma by Mecha. How does Kinyan Kesef work? The Sma says Kinyan Kesef, the mechanics of Kinyan Kesef is a payment. You're paying for the karka, and as a result of the payment, you're kind of the karka. But the gather of Kinyan Kesef is a payment. You don't have to give the full payment at one time. You can give a down payment, as cholas piroin. But the longest of kinyan kesef is you pay. That's your pay. It's not a kinyan. It's the kinyan works. You're paying for it. On this sma, the Taz asks two kashas. Kasha number one, he asks, if it's a payment, how does it? How could you understand? How could a matonam and aspahans be good? That's a nice payment. If it's a maise kinyan, memele, I'm giving you the money. I gave you. There's a din kinyan kesef, I give you money. I'm kinyan. You give it back to me. But the concept of payment, that's very difficult to understand. This kasha the Taz asks on the sma. And number two, and number two, he asks, by Isha, it's a payment, you're paying for her, she's worth a pluta. And Abdul Milum says, yeah, by Isha, it's a payment also. Okay, but this is on the second cash. So let us, the Baal, learn our Gemara, or let us say, the Ran learned like the Sma. So, our Gemara is Moira de Kishmak. The Gemara said, "Bemecha loykone, you're not going to loyoyv loymid. You didn't give him anything. Yes, lomdis, and lomdis that it's yours. With a tnai, I'm an aslar, but in payment, with money, I'm an aslar. So you can't pay the electric bill. I mean, that's all you're paying him. It's I'm an aslar. So I say, kinya memel. The Gemara held it was a payment." So memele b'mecha loikone, loyoiv loimidi. Be'ishe, it's also vital a payment, like that the Miluim says. Payment doesn't make any sense. So you can make a menaslasa. Be'pidyin aben, is ein b'noi podoi. Rabbos Ber says, the goyim says, pidyin aben is a piroi nachoiv. You have to pay the kahanim. It's not, you're not buying something. There's a mechlokes on this. We'll come. That's what Bar Ben says. Bar Ben says, it's a piroi nachoiv. You have to pay the kahanim. You have to pay the kahanim so much. But it's a piroi. It's a piroi. There's a merdike meiser. There was once a pidyon aben in Meiriv. So Rav Shloim Haiman said that he can make first a pidyon aben and then daven Meiriv. So the one there that asked the Todav, Shani Todav, Todav, Koidav. You first have to have a Meirev, then you make the Pidyon HaBen. So Rav Shloim Haiman said, Pidyon HaBen is a Piroi Nachoy. There's such a thing also, I owe someone money, comes, pay me, I'm like, wait, first you have to have a Meirev. Todav, Shani, there's no thing of Todav, Shani, Todav, Piroi Nachoy. Al-Koponim, Azoi State, in Rabot Ber, that Pidyon HaBen is a Piroi Nachoy. So Memele, so it's beautiful. He didn't give him anything. When you need a payment, that's not called giving. Betrume, yotzi dey nesine. So, zukteran, this is nesine kaldu, you have to give him. That's called giving. I gave you a condition, you should give it back to me. L'chayre, that was the havamin of the Gemara. No, in Kainim Anachnu, so what happened further? So now the Gemara asked the Kashi. The Gemara asked the Kashi, if it's Loishma Matone, by Truma also it shouldn't help. What's the Gemara's Kashi? There's a choice the Ktzais and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sif Kotten Dalet says that Trume is also a payment. It's a Schiris Chayle Avoida. It's a Tashlume Schiris. That's what we give the Kahanim. Trume, it's not Pshat. They're working for us. It's a tashlumen, it's schiris chelef avidoso. So it's also a piroi nechayfek. The Gemara, maman of shech. So the Gemara asks this whole yisoy, that by trume and the sine kodo who helps, it's not true. Trume is also a payment. It's a schiris chelef avidoso. Ktais is klot, and the sine is trume as a payment. So if you're telling me a payment doesn't help by piroim, that's what you're telling me. So mamela, it shouldn't help by tum either. That was the first thing. Tum is also a payment. This whole you saw that Nesina Kodo is good, that's not true. Tum is also a payment. So now be consistent. Either matanam naslavza helps by all, or helps by none. And then the Gemara asks a second kasha. The Gemara asks a second kasha, Esrig is good. The Rav himself paskin that Esrig is good. What's the kasha of Esrig? What's the problem by Esrig? How does Esrig come in? Esrig is l'cher is no problem. So I wanted to say that there's a Meiri in Sechta Sukkah that glows a shayla if Yisroel is yoitze with an esrig shel truma. If Yisroel is yoitze, because lochem means you have to have a heter achila, you should be able to eat it. Lochem does not. That the Gemara says in Suk, you need a heter achila. A Yisroel can eat truma, felt on heter achila. He can be machalit to a koyim. But that's not called heter achila. That's called that doesn't have a din. That's not called heter achila. Then he says maybe there's a svara machel ka'ichel, but you need a heter achila. You should be able to eat it. So the Gemara says if you'll tell me a payment is not called a payment because it's a manas lahachzer, so it's not called a payment. So you can't eat it either. Can he eat it? No, he has to return it. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers on all these kashas. In Emerson, it's not fair. Tnai milsachite. That means, I'm giving it to you, it's yours, you can eat it. It's yours forever. The tnai, a tnai does not take away from your bailas. It's not called that you're not giving him. I'm giving him everything. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. I'm just making a condition. If you could eat and return it, it's because I can do it. Tnai milsachiti means that I'm not taking away in any way from your bailus. I'm paying up my choy. It's piroim. That was the Tarsus kasha and the Sma. The Sma knew this Gemara. The Tarsus says, I'm paying you up. I'm just making a condition. You have to give it back to me. But it's yours forever. It's lahul mayad. It's yours. With a condition. The condition does not take away from the chshivus of payment. It's yours. You have a heter achila. Rabbi Chonan grad esa kasha. He says, how could you make a matonim nas lahachzer with a payment? He says, in a person will give tzedakah, also manas lahachzer. Be good? Bring him taxes. Was it be good? About kaponim. So agavuche, the pele is not so gefeller, because the primigot and the hilchis purim klaus ha-shayla could be ma-matonis la-vyoinim yoyts with matona ma-manas la-hazer. I mean, primigot and the health could be yitaki yoyts. I was yoyts and matona thought, I gave, it's yours forever, completely. Tanai milsa achite. We have to learned that we shouldn't, that statement that Rashi had said in the beginning, lo yoiv le midi, that means he didn't give him anything because we're looking already at the end result. That is not true. Nine mil sachit. So memela, so it's called yemet achila, it's called yepay. Could be by tzedoke, there's a difference in day machsoirei asheyech saloi. There's a tnai, he has to be in the smallest chesorin, so it could be tnai there will take away mitzvah tzedoke. But by matanis labyoinim, the prima godim says that's cool, that was mekayim the matan. So could be this is pshat in the Ran. Let us see the next Rashi. But you're not allowed to do this. That means you yoitze mitzvahs nesina v'asalasis kain. So the emesin, I'd like to mention first a Tesis Rid before we see Rashi. He does not like Rashi. The Tesis Rid says as follows. The Tesis Rid says, this is written as an Agemore, which is a beautiful pshat. Midereise min atayre bechol tzedeki the yoiv havenesine. However, you give to the coin, which whatever dreidel you'll make, that's called a vesine. That means you'll tell the coin, you know, I have a dollar's worth of truma. Yeah, yeah. You know, you work for me for 5 hours. I'll give you this truma. And he did it. He worked for him 5 hours, and he's giving him a dollar's worth of truma. He was yaitz a mitzvah nesina. I only gave it him because he worked for five, but I gave, there's a mitzvah to give truma. Or mitzvah, the chachomim osro litein l'koin ha-messayeye, chazal asr this, mishum de mitzvah min ha-mufchahu litein l'koin dover sheyegia loy hano. That means, minatayre you were yaitze. This guy who he would work for 5 hours, misayeh beveis agronis, and he gave him the truma, he was mekayim mitzvahs nesina. In Gan Eden, we won't put him on the misery side, for sure. But he was yaitze, the mitzvah, I was yaitze. The Baruch Shabbat was yaitze, the mitzvah. No one will ding zech with this, but it's not a mitzvah min hamufcha. The mitzvah min hamufcha is the preferable oif and how to be mekayim the mitzvah, is that the koyin should derive hanor from the nesina. So therefore, koyin ha-mesayeye beveis ha-kronis, he's working to get the truma. The truma is really, he's paying him up for his work. So even though, that's not a preferable oifen how to be mekayim mitzvahs nesina, because he's not deriving benefit from the nesina. Zok te toisvus rid. So that what the Gemara says, Amatona menas lahavze is like koyin amasayeh beveis akronis. They're two different things, but there's a common denominator. Just like by koyin amasayeh beveis akronis, he's not getting the full hanor from the nesina. By amatona menas lahavze, he's also not getting the hanor from the nesina. He has to go and give it back. Alalochi yoyitze you are mekayim mitzvahs nesina. But the Gemara says va'osa lahavze came, the Chazal said you have to be mekayim mitzvah min hamufcha, that the Kohen should derive benefit from the Nesina. That's how the Tosfos Rid says Pshat in our Gemara. So it's a beautiful Pshat, how the Gemara is comparing Amatonam Naslahachs at the Kohen Mesayei Lebeis Agronis. Rashi's Pshat, the Tosfos Rid says, I don't like. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi said in our Gemara, Rashi interjected a whole mice over here, that we should understand matano menas lahavze, the comparison to koyin mesayeh beveis agronis. So Rashi says as follows: va'osel lasis kain. So Rashi says a whole ma'ase lefrisha bischarze. He says, why? Where will you find a koyin that will agree to take a truma matano menas lahavze? Frisha bischarze yitain leishar trumois. There was a deal over here which the Gemara doesn't mention. But that's an understood deal. I come over to the Kohen. Listen, I have you $1,000 worth of truma. I'll give it to you on Manas Lahavze. And so he gets, listen, because of this, my next truma, I'll be giving you my truma. You'll be my miyuchedik Kohen. I'll give you all the matonas. But in order to be a miyuched by me, you know, you have to, you look operative also. So, Rashi has a whole mice of Hisha Bischar Zeh. יתן לו אישת המויסם, והאבא היי קוין, כקוין תרומה בסחורס, is equivalent, the second תרומה is purchasing בסחורס, מסעי בבייס הקרונס, שיתן לו התרומה. This is equivalent to a coin that's Messiah Beveis Agronis. He's also doing a pu'ule in order that Yenna should give him the Tumah. So here I'm accepting this Matonam Naslaazo in that you should give me later the Tumah. As Nambe Pchoyres, Kahanim and Messiah Beveis Agronis, Einoisnim Lahem Tumah Amaisris. They're not permitted to be Mishtadol, and then you have Mishtadol to get the Tumah Amaisris, Bishcholim. Beim Oster kein Chilolo, so that's a Zilzum Mestam of the Kedushas Kuna, Valeim Akosta, Valeim Meshechatem Beris Halevi. Loi Herzira Eloyot, so now the Rabbi said, by Esen Lerzira Eloyot, so that Avalei Gezel Amafreya, that means it was given to you on a condition. Ela Mavashi, Vadi Bekula Marove de Koin, so Ravashi Mestam of Rabbi Zichah said Kula Koin, Ravar Meisha, Vaila Chalipin Domi, and the, by Isha, it's similar to Chalip Kikinyan Besuda, Deina Lo Oiches Bo Amar Ziroi, he holds it and he gives back, so it's similar to Kinyan Suda, so Lecheira Rashi means people will see that Matan Maslahas is good, so they'll say Chalipin is also good, and that is, and Chalipin is not good, so therefore, it's not good by Kedushin. Let us see Taisvis. Loi Er Ziroi Lo Yotze. Im Taima amai lo yotze. Alai havi tenai kofu. In Hilchas Tanoim, whenever you make a tenai, in order for the tenai to have a koyach, you have to be kofu the tenai. You have to say klo ol tzadim. That means, I'm giving you this esrig, a menashe tarzireili. And then you have to say, if you return the esrig, it's your esrig. Then you have to say, but if you won't return the esrig, it's not your esrig. If you just remain by one half, so that shows that it can be. If you return it, it's your esrig, and if you won't return it, it's your esrig. That means not speaking out explicitly. The other tzad, we do not see that if he's not mekayim that night, it's machlokes chamein the chachamim. This is shitas chamein that night kofel. So Fakhtach Taisvis, here he didn't, there was no Tanai Kofel. Yeah. Amai lo yotza, ole have it Tanai Kofel. V'yesh loima, de'ika Tanai v'loi boi Kofel. So now Taisvis says, Amar de Kechidush, in Hilchis Tanoim, not all Tanoim need Kveilus. Kegoin hocho, sho yodatoi, she yevorech chaveiroi al esrik shaloi. Here, the whole intention was that he should just make a bracha. That was the whole intention. So I'd just like to say over, and how the Avnei Miluim wants to say Pshat and Taisvis. Avnei Miluim and Simachov Tesif Kotn Aleph. So the Avnei Miluim says Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Ba'alme b'noisim matona manas la'arzer, given the rights of lita in matona, not by esrik. I go over to the person giving him a matona, a manas la'arzer. So the Navne Milum says, given the rights of lita in matona, since he wants to give a matona, kol shalai kofal atnai, since he did not reiterate that, if you don't give back, I'm not giving it to you. Amrina the Nosan Lai Lagamri, even the Lai Kofala Tanai. That's what I may. If you really mean that if it won't be this way, you would prefer it to give back. That I hear from you clearly. But if he doesn't give back, Bishuma, if you don't want the Matana, this has to be expressed with Eirish. And if you don't express this, some Amela, then it's not ma'akib the matana. That shit is chameyo. Avol gabi esrig, but Avnei Milum says by esrig, I don't want to give you at all. I want to give you my esrig. You have to make a broche. So the whole purpose of giving you is only for the broche. So there, So the Almanas Lahachzer is enough of a gilui to tell us that I'm giving it to you Almanas Lahachzer, and Versteitzer, if you won't give it back to me, you won't be kainet. That means there are certain transactions in Yonim that we could have a suffix, maybe he's made, let's talk about it now. Hared megereshes amenashe tibli masayim zuz. If you'll give me 200 zuz, you can get. Now, so a person can, what if she won't give? She's also, I want you to give 200 zuz, but al kaponim, since he didn't speak out, if you don't give me 200 zuz, you're not to get. So I can assume the get, he would prefer 200 zuz, but not that without 200 zuz, she won't be get. Unless he speaks it out thus. Because the emissary did two different things. He wants to give her a get, he'd like some money also, but, so it's not muchach that his rotzen to get money is ma'akev the chalois of the get. It's not muchach, unless he speaks it out. By amaton, estamaz amaton amanas lahachzik, it's also not muchach. But if the sole purpose, why I'm giving you the maton is, because I want you levoy chalov, I mean, I'm not interested in giving you maton is. You have a dilemma, you don't have an eslig, and it's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So, and I said, I'm an aslahachzik, from this we can figure out that he means it. I mean, because that's the whole reason of the maton. So with this, so by Mecha also you don't need a Tnai Kofel. By Kedushin you also don't need a Tnai Kofel. Because the whole reason why this is being given is I want to be kind of the Kalka. I want to be kind of the Isha. So if I know what he wants, so then I understand that that's all what he wants. Versteitzer set up a nasla harze that if you won't return it, he's not masking, because the sole purpose of this whole matone is to be kinder. The sole purpose of the whole matone is to be kinder nisha, to be kinder the kalke, that Yenna should be able to make a broche. If I know the sole purpose, then it's not necessary to be careful that my. But by a get, al menashe titli masayim zuz, that's not the sole purpose of giving the get. That's not the sole, it's a condition I'd like to throw, and I'd like to get 200 zuz also. But since this is not the sole purpose of the gerishin, so it's not mulchach if this condition will not be niskayim, that the get won't be a get. Unless you're kaifol that not. That's how the Milui wants to say pshat and taste. Then Taisa says, "B'gedayle misa yisamru, v'hi gavre d'zavin nichsei adayte l'meisik l'aradi Yisrael." A person sold all his possessions because he thought he was going to Eretz Yisrael. V'loy pirish v'loy midi, but b'shas the mecher, when he sold this, he didn't mention this, that that's the reason why he's selling all his possessions. V'lo saif. The Saif lay solik. At the end, he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Boy la meheda, so want to have charot. Everything he sold us for one reason was because. Va'omar Ravuna avadvorim shabalei ve'inam dvorim. Since this was not mentioned by the Mechire, that this is your reason for selling, so by the Mechire, there was a Mechire that was made on all conditions. 5 days ago, you told everyone that you're going, you bought suitcase, you got a ticket. But by the Mechire, nothing was mentioned. So, Memele, so, it's Vorm Shebelev Ein and Vorm. Imke Mash Medavke Mishim Delei Pirish, because by the Mekach, he didn't speak out, this was the reason. Avel and Pirish, Avet Nai, Avel Gav Delei Kofli. That means, as long as he would say that's the reason, even though he didn't speak out, but if I don't go, I don't want them. That is sufficient, because there are certain things we understand that it's bedavke if he's going. Learn to speak out the other side. Bochinami isa b'mishemeis. Rabbi Shchimera she'omar kimeduma ani. Shchimera said kimeduma ani she'ishti muberes. He said he was under the impression that his wife is muberes. some mailers, so Baruch Hashem, she's Mubaris, and they never child them. He'll have someone to Yash and all his nechos. Aval Achshav, she ain't a Mubaris. Now she came back from the doctor. The doctor told her that, Achman and Islam, there's no heartbeat, she ain't a Mubaris. Nichsai Leplaini. So he's a Shrimaris. He's giving all the nechos and Leplaini. There's never Yairish, so he's giving all the nechos and Leplaini. The doctor made a mistake. There was an Uber and she gave birth. But he had already given a matana to old Yenna, already was the Makabal matana, was counting all the dollar bills already. Even though no tnai with Hilchus tnai was said. It means there are certain instances that it is boilet the second tzad that the matana is only on this condition, so there it is not necessary to be kaiful the tnai. In time, a balayach zira amayla yotze, vavetnai umayse bedavar echad. There's a new tnai. In Hilchis Tnoyim, the halacha is that you need that the tnai in the maise should the tnai bedover echad or maise bedover acher. We learn that Hilchus Tnoim from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben. Now the maise was I'm giving you Eiver HaYarden. The tnai was that you go over to fight in Eretz Yisrael. So the tnai in the maise are in two different areas. The tnai is to go over to Eretz Yisrael, and the maise is I'm giving you Eiver HaYarden. Over here, the mice and the tnai are the same. I'm giving you the esri, that's the mice. I'm going to ask you to give me back the esri. So it's not dumya de bnei god of bnei reuven. And we learn out, hilchis tnai from bnei god of bnei reuven, and the Gemara says in Gittin that these are one of the conditions we need in order to be done with bnei god of bnei reuven. And here it's not doing the gamerub. Mishloima hosam lehavi maskana hochi vikishnu yachin. That's not a dava muskim that it has to be tnai the maise bedavaracha. Inami yeshloima. Then this says another teres. Hodolei mahani tnai maise bedavaracha hainuk sheshneim soyschim ze eze. If shneim soyschim ze eze, that means that the Gemara doesn't mean dumyud megodim neirubin. The Gemara means if the tnai is astira to the maise. That means that the tnai defeats the chalaisa maise. Kehi over there the menashe tachziri liyasneyom. I'm giving a get that the get should be a get when you return the neyom. The peg mishalso. The hasam salke daitach the chalaima al menas. Lav ka'ime ma'achshav domi, v'nimtza she'eina migoreshes, she's first giget, at she'machzeres ha'niyo, v'zayne shelo, then you'll first be giget. So it's not there, gzeres ha'kosav, the gdumi, the b'tnaim, the god merubim. The pshat is that the t'nai is defeating the chalois. So there, the whole thing is a joke. So there, it's worthless. Avalocha, sova, agama, goz, v'chloy ma'manas, ka'ime ma'achshav domi. So the returning of the esrog has nothing to do with the being kind of the esrog. It's no stira. Ve'im lab lo yotza. V'hoda amar b'mesech esukim. So al kaponim by esrog it says that he has to return it and if lab lo yotza. V'hoda amar b'mesech esukim esrog hoyolei l'ram gamliel. Not le Rab Yeshua. V'yatzaboy, he was yaitze. V'nosnay l'Rabbi Kiva. V'yatzaboy, Rabbi Kiva. V'herzer l'Ram Gamliel. V'daykin minay matana manas laharzer shmo matana. The Gemara says there was a matana manas laharzer. Af al pi shabbi Yeshua l'herziroy l'Ram Gamliel. Daitay shal Gamliel hoya l'kach shloya choshish ela shayarzer l'yode acher shayetzu kula. Now there's a Merdik Avnei Miluim that says Pshat in this Taisus, what Taisus Kasha is. Avnei Miluim says, now we appreciate Taisus Kasha. What is Pshat Matana Manas Laharzer? Matana Manas Laharzer means it's yours forever. forever, forever. A menas lahasa, if it's yours forever, how am I going to get it back? You have to be makne it back to me. Napshat is, it's yours forever. You have to be makne it back to me, not for it to become mine. But that's the condition. If you won't be makne back, it never became yours. But the tanai is, maton al menas lahasa means it's yours forever, with the condition you should be makne it back to me. Napshat, give it back to me. If it would be someone say, give it back to me, so Tosafot will never kash it. Rabbi Yeshua didn't hand it back, Rabbi Akiva handed it back. That's no problem here to hand it back. No, there was a big problem of it. Tosafot said, I made a problem. I gave it to Rabbi Yeshua, it's yours forever. Amenas, you should be making it back to me. He never did this. He gave it to Rabbi Akiva. He gave it to Rabbi Akiva, and he told Rabbi Akiva, I'm giving it to you, I'm gonna ask that you should give it back to Rabbi Gamliel. But he never gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it to Rabbi Akiva completely. So Tosafot had a Moira de Kekasha. So it comes out that the Tanai wasn't the sky, and Rabbi Yeshua was never machmed back to Rabbi Gamliel. So Tosafot says that's what Rabbi Gamliel meant. Rabbi Gamliel meant to love that. If you want to give it to someone else, it's also good. Al Kaponim, then the result should be that someone will be making it back to me. That's Tosafot's kasha, Tosafot's teretz. Levami isha v'shenisha niknas b'chalik. V'im taima. V'amai domu l'chalipin. What's the similarity to chalipin? Imishim d'chalipin hodri. Because Tosafot learned it's chalipin tak. It's mamish chalipin. Imishim d'chalipin hodri. Ha'b'chalipin gufayu ha'ma b'nidon perik ha'shufim. T'itofis lay mitvis. Forget this is not chalipin. Chalipin not necessarily... You have to give back the sudi. You can keep it for yourself if you want, for practical purposes. So, in what way is this chalip? Places understood it's mamish chalip. Menir leri the lav chalip in not chalip. Mid rabbanu do lehavi kedushin. It's not chalip in. It's kesef. It's kesef. Lafishen derech. But mid rabbanu it's not kedushin. Lafishen derech ha'olam lahavzer chalipin. The minik ha'olam is halachically by chalipin. You could, Yannick could keep the Suda. But the minig is you give back the Suda. Ahani ke'ein chalipin dami. So if you go and give back the money, so it looks like chalipin. Like the minig oilam is by chalipin. V'asi lemeima, so a person is not a big London, asi lemeima isha niknis b'chalipin. They'll say, well, I was there, I witnessed it with my own eyes. The Rav was Masada the Kiddushin, and I was there as well, but two rows away. But I saw, he gave it, and she gave it back to him, and then the Rav said, Mekadeshes. So I see Klal that Maisa Rav, that he can make Mekadesh with Chalipin. So it's a misleading action. Hilkech Avkina Rabbonu L'Kiddushin Minei. So they were Mekadesh L'Kiddushin. Teida, you can't say Pshat that it's really Chalipin. And Chalipin is no good, it becomes Chalipin. The ike chalipin dami b'mecha hechikone b'haimona ein matbeye nasa chalipin. That means you cannot make chalipin with a tzura. The Gemara says later in Azov, you can't make chalipin with money. You can only make chalipin with a keli, not with money. Money is possible to make chalipin with. Gemara says night atzuros, atzuros abidu the botla. You cannot make chalipin with money. So if it's chalipin, So how can you be kind of kaka with it? You can't make chalipin with money. V'chein b'pidyin ha-ben. Lama yehei b'noi podi v'chalipin. Lai kesef heishkolim ksiv v'loi chalipin. V'ker, the inyin ha-pidyin ha-ben is you're giving the value. I just like to read v'aylam v'loshin of the Sefurnu. The Sefurnu says, by pidyin ha-ben, when it says as follows, Sfuna says, Upidyan Nafsham, the Pidyan Aben, Hu ha erech ha mefurish leben chodesh pepashis erchen. That's the value of the Ben, and that's what you give. That is kesef. That means you're giving the value of the bechayr to the koyin. The loshen Rashbe, the pidyon ben heishkolim ksiv. You have to give value. The chalipin lav midin kesef nino. Chalipin doesn't work midin kesef. It's the chalipin. It's an exchange of articles. It has nothing to do with value, and pidyon ben is value. So if it would become taka chalipin, so it wouldn't be bnei podi. It says kesef heishkolim ksiba loy chalipin is a raya, that this is only, it's nirike chalipin, they were machma by kedushin.